Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Vilas County Sheriff Joe Pfaff indicated many of his regular officers expressed interest in being appointed as county recreation officers, so he decided to review the position on an annual basis. Pfaff announced to a committee this week that Deputy Jason Mole will replace Deputy Will Kruger as recreation officer for next year. The position, partially funded by the DNR, was created specifically to patrol snowmobile and ATV trails and routes, boating enforcement, as well as county ordinances on the 40,000-acre county forest. Chief Deputy Pat Schmidt told the committee Mole is a 19-year veteran and has been doing both the boating and snowmobile patrol for about a year. And an Eagle River woman arrested after an incident last summer at the Marshfield Clinic has died of an apparent natural cause. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department reports 39-year-old Jillian Buza died Wednesday. Buza was an inmate at the Oneida County Jail, and officials report she had been hospitalized for health-related issues on several occasions. The department press release indicated her death is believed to be from natural causes. Court records indicate Buza had an appointment at the Marshfield Clinic Pain Clinic in Minocqua last June. She attended the appointment with her ex-husband Joseph, also of Eagle River. The couple became upset when they were told they needed to reschedule. The Buzas allegedly held the practitioner hostage while holding a hatchet and meat tenderizer and duct taping the door shut. The Oneida County Medical Examiner's Office is completing the investigation into her death. And Republican leaders of the Wisconsin legislature say they're confident the changes they approve this week will withstand any legal challenge. Duties and responsibilities for the governor and attorney general are being limited after the election of Democrats Tony Evers and Josh Call. One bill restricts early voting to 2 weeks before an election. Another seeks to protect the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And the official inauguration ceremony for incoming Governor Tony Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes will start at 11 a.m. January 7th. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metro Milwaukee has been named the inauguration partner. Spokespersons for Evers and Barnes say a celebration gala will be held the evening of the 7th in Madison. And Wisconsin's governor-elect says he will make a personal appeal to outgoing Governor Scott Walker to veto legislation passed this week. The legislature passed several measures to weaken the powers of Tony Evers' administration. Evers says he will urge Walker not to sign the bills. If he doesn't agree, the Democrat says he'll consider litigation. And it took the urging of a former town chairman, but Minocqua is back on track, installing uniform address signs on nearly each parcel of property in the large township. The large 16-by-8-inch double-faced signs, nearly 6,000 of them, will help firefighters and first responders in locating blazes and emergencies. The proposed project languished for many months until a recent meeting in which former chair Don Gauger asked why the sign project hadn't been rebid. The other supervisors agreed, and the project will now be bid out for installation in the spring of 2019. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for cloudy skies with a chance of a scattered snow shower. High temperatures, that should be, near 19. For tonight, partly cloudy. The low tonight, 4 below, with wind chill down 10 to 15 below. For Friday, partly sunny, high near 15. And then Saturday, sunny with a high near 24. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe. Here on WXPR, I'm Ken Kroll.